Well, now, upsets, close calls, bigger diversity in some areas, returning faces. The local body elections happened over the weekend. In Auckland, Phil Goff cruised to an easy win over John Tamahere. In Wellington, somewhat a shock for Justin Lester after he was ousted just after a term by long-term councillor Andy Foster. In Rotorua, Steve Chadwick has secured a third term as Rotorua mayor, securing almost 2,000 more votes than the second-place candidate, Reynold McPherson. And Leanne Dalzell. Now, Leanne's back in Christchurch with 10,000 votes more than her nearest rival. And newly elected Nelson councillor Rachel Sanson called the Nelson election a woman quake, with seven women elected to council. The previous council had three women on it. And Dunedin City Council voted in 35-year-old Green Party councillor Aaron Hawkins as mayor of their city. And then you've got Lower Hutt, elected New Zealand's youngest ever mayor, 28-year-old Campbell Barry. And Sophie Hanford, 18, the country's youngest new councillor. She has been elected to Kapiti Coast District Council and said political inaction over climate change compelled her to join the race. So, Carlo, one theme we've got coming through here, I suppose, is one of youth. It does seem that across the board there's a bit more youth involvement. Previously, that would have been considered quite surprising in local body elections if you go back sort of 10 or 15 years. What's your take on this?
It's just so exciting seeing the leadership from our young people, especially on climate change, and to make the poll, like, so exciting. They're kind of saying we really need to see something happen here. So, yeah, I'm excited about that.
Any standouts for you, Carlo? Brickbats or bouquets when you look across the local body or your city?
I'm really happy that G.I. Joe, Josephine Marley, is back in. yeah, she's from Glen Innes, you see, G.I. Joe. And Whaanana Efesua, that was really good to see some, and Al Filipina, some good Pacific candidates come through. They're all solid. And so, I was really happy to see that.
And in terms of Auckland, I mean, Phil Goff's back in, do you think that Auckland is, very general question, isn't it, but do you think that Auckland as a resident of Auckland is going in the right direction? Is it going in the right direction for Pacifica? What do you think?
Well, I mean, Phil's the consummate politician, isn't he? He's so experienced, and so he's kind of safe hands in that sense. But I would like to see him do a bit more substantial, especially around the issue of Ihu Mātou. I think three Pacific City Councillors is awesome for us. Like, that's kind of new. Previously, prior to this, these three being involved, we've had very little representation at that level. And you can see, especially at the local chair, you know, those boards out south, you've just seen huge amounts of Samoan participation especially.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it's really important. Civic participation is just such an important part of being, you know, being active contributors to New Zealand and shaping the way we go forward. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Connor, what about you? What, in your part of the world, what did you make of the Wellington mayoralty race? Did you see Andy Foster's win?
Well, look, my wife Jo Coughlin stood for mayor last time, and there was eight people standing, and it was very hotly contested. And there seemed to be a lot more media coverage of it, and it was, and perhaps I'm a wee bit biased because I was involved and was more aware of it. But this time, it was almost like there wasn't really an election much. It just didn't seem to be in people's consciousness much.
Right.
But I think the thing that is a wee bit surprising is that you have got Justin Lester, who is a first term mayor. He's a badged himself as a Labor mayor and had the Labor machine behind him. And then you got Andy, who, with all due respect to Andy, was just not well known by the general public that much.
Even though he was such a long-term councillor.
Yeah, well, I suppose he's more familiar than other people on the list, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was a sense of malaise in Wellington, and Joe stood on the four lanes to the plains and two tunnels and toot for a second tunnel and all that sort of stuff. And maybe it was a bit early then, but I think now Andy's capitalised on that frustration with inertia in Wellington. And, you know, climate change, absolutely important, but But it's not the only thing that people in Wellington care about, and I think that's been a wee bit of a misunderstanding by some of the politicians.
I'll ask you the same question I asked Carlo on Auckland City. How do you think that Wellington City, in your opinion, is on the right track? There's been a lot of, just from my from what I've been hearing, what's been hit in the headlines. It's been the buses. Buses. It's been the shutting down of the town hall, the library, other issues. Is Wellington on the right track, in your opinion?
Well, look, I think Wellington is a wonderful city to live in and to bring up kids in, and so it's got some natural attributes that a lot of other cities don't have, and it's got a diversity about it that a lot of other cities don't have. So whoever's mayor can't quite kill that off, you know, even if they wanted to. So I think it's naturally on the sort of right track. It's just the influence that council has. And I think the last 3 years, you know, it has got transport issues. You mentioned the buses, but also the physical infrastructure. The reality is electric cars do need tunnels to drive through. You do need parking. There are, you know, issues around earthquakes. And, you know, the earthquake is a big challenge for a council. It doesn't really matter who the mayor is. Things just cost money.
Wouldn't matter what it's a massive issue, isn't it? Particularly in Wellington with those insurance rates going up. And
I think there'll be relief, and I think honestly there'll be some relief in Wellington that there's been a change of mayor, because hopefully there'll be some action rather than this endless discussion around let's get Wellington moving, for example.
Okay. Well, let's go to another part of the country. And we are now joined by a brand new councillor, 19 years of age, Rohan O'Neill Stevens. Kia ora, Rohan.
Kia ora.
Congratulations on your win.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
Well, how are you feeling? How does it feel? I mean, here's your, you know, you now have a seat on your city's council. Has it sunk in?
Yeah, it's all been quite surreal. It started to sink in today as I met with the mayor and was sort of toured through the buildings. But it's so incredible. I could sort of have processed it if it was getting in. We've got 12 seats. If it was getting in sort of 11th or 12th, scraping in. But to come in fourth place with over 9,000 votes.
Unreal.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah, having only returned back to the country 4 months ago.
I know that part of the country really well. I've lived in Nelson for many years. You're very lucky living there, Rohan. But look, what I want to know is, how did you get involved? What made you get involved in local body politics? As I understand it, you were overseas, where it was in Germany, and you'd watch YouTube videos.
Yeah, I guess I've been involved in politics since I was probably 14 or 15, more so in sort of environmental advocacy and activism. But I think, and it's a familiar theme against a lot of the young people who have run, is a lot of the reason I stood was frustration. There's this feeling of inaction and that our voices just weren't being heard. But I also see a really great opportunity. As you said, we live in a beautiful part of the country, and we've got so much energy within our communities for change and for progress. And if we can, as a council, do everything in our power to make it easy for them to succeed and for us to succeed as a city, yeah, that's incredibly exciting for me.
What are you hearing, Carlo? Is this inspiring to you, knowing that someone who's 19 or so is on a city council? Is that inspiring to you? Or,
yes.
Or do you say to them, what the hell do you know?
I'm just like reading my notes here that says like 2/3 of rare ecosystems in New Zealand are threatened by collapse. And I'm like, holy hecker, maybe some people that give a crap about that and are going to work really, really hard. And councils are in real, and regional councils are in really strong positions of power. And very often, actually, they're amongst the main polluters, which is very, very problematic. So, yeah, we're watching that space, Rohan.
I think it's absolutely fantastic that Rohan has participated in democracy like he has. And it is great to get young people, old people, a diversity of life experiences. You know, because everyone, if it was all young people around the council table, or all old people, or all people who are school teachers or doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, You know, it's good having that diversity of view that they can bring their questions, bring their energy to, and I think you do get better outcomes. So congratulations, Rowan. I think well done to you.
Great to have you with us, Rowan, and all the very best for your career in local body politics.
Thank you very much.